Start your day with remembrance of us all. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable the most gracious All praises is due to almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our sustainer cherisher and nourisher Our Lord, the owner, initiator, and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings, and choice of salutations be upon Rasooli Akram, Noor-e Mujassam, Shahe Bani Adam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah Arwahuna Fida, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadrat Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I dedicate all my time reciting darood upon you? Allahu Akbar. That is to say, I would give up all my other invocation, my awrad and wadaif, and I shall dedicate all my time that I have just for sending salutations and salawat upon you. Upon this, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned to him that if you would do this, then this will suffice for all your worries to be ended and your sins shall be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. This was a glad tiding, dear viewers. Subhanallah. That Rasooli Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, this will suffice for all your worries to come to an end, as well as your sins being forgiven. What a beautiful glad tiding this is. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, it is through the blessings of Durood-e Pak that our worries and adversities and calamities are easy or they would finish through the blessings of Durood-e Pak. He says, کیوں کہوں بے کس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے کس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں تم ہو میں تم پہ فدا تم پہ کروڑوں درود تم ہو میں تم پہ فدا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کعبے کے بدر الدجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس الضحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کف پانچ چاند سا دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کف پانچ چاند سا وہ کف پانچ چاند سا سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, another famous kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیئے ہیں جس راہ چل گئے ہیں کوچے بسا دیئے ہیں بڑا پیارا کلام ہے as we say this every day ماشاءاللہ let us انشاءاللہ عز و جل watch this and listen to this amazing ناتی رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم like every other day to invoke the blessings of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and yes just after we return back انشاءاللہ today's topic and discussion shall be illness that leads to death انشاءاللہ عز و جل how illnesses leads to one's death and what happens after death. It is very important, inshallah, to watch today's silsila and program. Please stay locked and tuned to Madani channel as we shall return.
after this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
غنچے کھلا دیئے ہیں ان کی مہکنے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیئے ہیں ان کی مہکنے دل کے بسا دیے ہیں جس راہ چل چلے اونچے بسا دیے ہیں ان کی مہکنے دل کے جب آ گئی ہے جو دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا تم نے تو چل Yeah.
سر جما دیے ہیں اب تو غنی کے در پر بستر جما دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے میرے کریم سے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں ہو جب یاد آ گئے ہو سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, کیا بات ہے. دس از دا تبسم آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دس از دا عادت مبارکہ اینڈ اسٹائل and unique habits of Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever he would visit anyone, he would see anyone, chahe jo kis bhi musibat mein ho ya kaisi bhi musibat ho, aafat ho, pareshani ho, jab wo sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki deedari mubarak se musharraf hota to apne gham bhul jata. Allahu akbar, he would forget all his pain and sorrow and worries when he would once have a glance at the beloved Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam. تبھی تو سید اعلیٰ فرماتے ہیں جس کی تسکین سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑے, جس کی تسکین سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑے اس تبسم کی عادت پہ لاکھوں سلام. ہائے 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 ہائے, کیا بات ہے. مدینہ کی ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدینہ چینل, دس واز اے بیوٹیفل ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وی ور لسننگ ٹو ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں, جس راہ چل دیے ہیں کونچے بسا دیے ہیں. اللہ کیا جہنم اب بھی نہ سرد ہوگا, رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دیے ہیں. مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گرانٹ اس کلوزنس اینڈ پراکسیمیٹی ٹو دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جتنی محبت بڑھے گی, دا مور محبہ اینڈ لو اینڈ کنیکشن ڈیووشن اینڈ کلوزنس پراکسیمیٹی ٹو دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی شیل اٹین, دا مور ورچوس ڈیڈز اینڈ دا مور اکاؤنٹبلٹی, دا مور ثواب اینڈ ریوارڈ وی شیل اٹین. At the same time, it is natural, dear viewers, you would distance yourself from the dunya the more closer you are to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worries of this dunya would not affect you once you are closer to him. And when you are closer to him, automatically you would follow the sunnah teachings of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us nek tawfiq wa rafiq. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Hasin bin Wahwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a Ansari companion, he says that Sayyidina Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu fell sick and ill. Aap jab bimar huye, to sardiyo ka mosam tha. Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ne sardi ke mosam mein, in the peak of cold winter, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went there to visit him, and seeing his critical condition that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was on his deathbed, seeing him taking a huge toll, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed his family members that it seems as if Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would pass away very soon, looking at his critical condition. So do not forget to call me. I am leaving now, and when he passes away, do call me, and I would then perform his janazah and the rituals. Having said this, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also ordered them not to delay when he passes away in the rituals for him to be buried. After making iyadat and seeing to him, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from the house of Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It has been mentioned that when he reached Muhalla Bani Salim, the tribe of Bani Salim, by the time the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reached there, on the other hand, Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had passed away. And before passing away, he made a will to his family members by saying that, look, I am so critical and I know myself that I would not make it through the night. Therefore, I am making a will, and this is my nasiha and advice before I leave, that do not interrupt, do not worry and disturb the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Main nahi chahta hoon ki mere wajah se sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko koi bhi ya kisi bhi tarah ki takleef ho. Ho sakta kuffar ki wajah se, because of the non-Muslims, aapko takleef pochaya jaye mere wajah se, to sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko bulaya na jaye. This is his mashwara. And he said, do not disturb the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because from the time the Prophet of Allah will have to come back, possibly the non-Muslims would cause some troubles for him. So I don't want him to be in any trouble. Just perform my janazah and bury me without informing the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, and this is exactly what they done, very quickly they performed his janazah and buried him. The next day, when this news had reached the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left everything behind and he hasted towards the house of Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He went there and he asked the family members as to why did they not inform him immediately when this had happened in relation to what has transpired, so that he could perform the rituals. And they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what could we have done when this is what he said before passing away, that he does not want you to go through any trouble and takleef by coming here to this place again for his janazah. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked the family members to lead him to the qabristan, to the cemetery and the graveyard. And when they went there, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to his qabr. Allahu Akbar. And he raised his blessed hands and he made this dua. He said, oh Allah Pak, make Talha meet you in the state that he is smiling. Allahu Akbar. He made this dua at the grave of Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. All the other companions that were present there had said ameen to this dua. And this is how happy Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The reason for me to narrate this incident and this narration is to basically bring to your attention, dear viewers out there, that look at these beautiful sunnahs of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the peak and midst of cold winter, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was least concerned of his own health and well-being. But rather he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his comfort zone and he traveled all the way to Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to see after him, to inquire after his health, to see how is he doing. And he did not only say that, but rather when he was informed that they had buried him without informing the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at how Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes his way to the qabristan and he actually makes dua. He goes there because he was most concerned of his well-being. And he goes there and he says, he makes this dua, oh Allah azza wa jal, Allow Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to meet you in such a way that he is smiling. In other words, Ya Rahman Rahimin, you are pleased with him and he is pleased with you. Subhanallah. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. I mean, dear viewers on this Madani channel, there are so many Madani pearls that we learn from this amazing and beautiful story. Unfortunately, dear viewers of Madani channel and the social media, those who have joined us via the Facebook page or the YouTube channel, ye ek haqeeqat hai and reality hai. We have been so busy in amassing and accumulating the worldly wealth that we have actually forgotten that there are brothers and sisters out there that have blood relations with us. And we don't have the time and the courage to even pick up the phone and ask and inquire after their health. We rely and we spend so much of time on the social media, but when have we given our condolences? When have we paid our visit to them? Allahu Akbar. We have forgotten that real Muslim help one another in difficult times. We have forgotten that Muslims are brothers and sisters to each another. We have forgotten, leave alone relatives and leave alone friends, and as usual Muslims, on a general basis, I'm speaking about even real blood relations that people have with their siblings and cousins and family members. We have forgotten our maqsad as a Muslim. What is my duty as a brother? What is my duty as a sister? Pehle ke dor mein jab do musalman lad rahe hote ya do log bhi lad rahe hote to teesra aakar ke us ladai ko khatam kar diya karta tha. He would cause them to reconcile and he would cause them to be gentle with each other and he would give them some understanding of the deen. Aajkal ke zamane mein agar do log lad rahe hote hain to teesra ke mobile utha leta hai, video bana raha hota. This is our condition. If a person meets in an accident, this is what you would see. People are making videos, no one is there to stop and ask, or no one is there to help. Everyone is concerned and most concerned about his own well-being. So hospital to badi dur ki baat hai. I'm sure you have witnessed this in your country, in your place, how people have abandoned their own parents. And this is the reality. Allahu Akbar. If there's an accident, this is what we have seen in our country. Instead of going and helping the driver, balki log us gaadi ko loot rahe hote hain, batwa chori kar rahe hain, koi mobile le raha hai, koi laptop le raha hai, jo bhi us gaadi mein jo maal hoti hai, they are taking away all that. No one is concerned ki aadmi zinda hai ki mar gaya hai ki abhi kya halat hai uski. No one is concerned as to how can I offer my help. There are people of that, not everyone, as I say, illa mashallah, but this is what's observed and this is what's seen. So Islam commanded us to inquire after patients in order to comfort and console that person. This is the beauty of Islam and this is the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Islam emphasized on this and taught us how to visit a patient. What are the etiquettes and the mannerism of visiting a patient and a sick person? This is the beauty of Islam. This is the khubsurati and the uniqueness of this beautiful religion of Islam. It never left any stone unturned. It opened everything and made us understand the ethics and mannerism, from sleeping to eating to drinking to walking. Even when it came to the etiquettes of visiting a sick patient, Islam has taught us what are the mannerism. Islam has taught us through Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam how to remove the miserable condition of a person, how to make him feel better, how you should console him, what type of du'as you should make for him. Islam has guided us. We have all the tools. We have the perfect role model, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whom the Quran classifies as لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. There is a beautiful example in the life of Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam for us. So the question is, dear viewers on the Madani channel, aren't we interested, inshallah azawajal, to practice upon the sunnah as well? Ho sakta aapki maa bimar ho, walide girami bimar ho, ho sakta aapke nanyal ki taraf se, dadyal ki taraf se, aunt side, uncle side, either side, you know, from the mother side and father side, maternal and paternal side families may be sick, but we have no time. Aren't we going to make the time? In fact, in Da'wat Islami, Madani In'amat number 53, the question is, have you visited any sick patient today and made dua for him, prayed for his health? Have you consoled him visiting him at his house or in the hospital? This is how much Dawud Islami is trying to stress and pick out these things which are dying in our society, especially in this current age and time, how things have changed rapidly. Listen to this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith that I present to you is mentioned in Sunan Tirmizi Sharif. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a proclaimer says to the person who inquires after a patient. There is a proclaimer who proclaims and he says, and to whom he proclaims this? To the one who inquires after a patient or goes to meet his Islamic brother for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ye jo awaz nikalti hai, awaz aur sada dene wala ye kehta hai, be happy because this walk of yours is blessed and you made your abode in paradise. This walk of yours, this journey of yours, aapka jo safar hai wahan tak pahunchne ka, it is mubarak, it is blessed. And you have definitely made your abode in paradise. You have made your abode in Jannah, subhanallah. What a beautiful blessing. And this is the beauty of Islam. Look at the encouragement what Islam is giving you. The motivation which our Islam is giving us to go. There is no loss in doing this. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to inquire after a patient, jab aap kisi mariz ke paas tashreef le jate to aap us mariz se ye farmate hain, la ba'sa tahurun insha Allah. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, no harm in it. This disease, purify your sins. There is, subhanallah, no harm in this disease that you have, in the sickness and illness you have. La ba'sa tahurun, insha'Allah. Rather, it will purify and remove and wash away all your gunas and sins. Because this is the affairs of a mu'min, a kamil. Agar banda bimar bhi ho, to uski ivaz mein, uske badle mein, uske gunah mu'af kiye ja rahe hain. Allahu Akbar. Agar kaata bhi chub jaye, agar musalman ko itni bhi takleef ho jaye, to uske badle mein uske gunah maaf kiye ja rahe hain. Zara soche, hum kitne khush naseeb hai. How happy and how fortunate is a Muslim that even in his difficult moments, in exchange for his sickness, Allah Azza wa Jal is increasing his stages and his ranks in paradise. For the hereafter, his sins are forgiven and washed away. Allahu Akbar. So, agar koi bimari lag jaye, agar koi masala ho, tashvish bana pade, tension na le, sabr kare. Have patience upon the sickness and illness that you endure. The poet says so beautifully.
Ye tera jism jo bimar hai, tashvish na kar. Ye tera jism jo bimar hai, tashvish na kar. Ye marz tere gunaho ko mita jata hai. Ye marz tere gunaho ko mita jata hai. Asl aafat to hai na. Asl aafat, asl aafat, to hai naraazi ye Rabb Akbar. Isko kyun bhool ke barbaad hua jaata hai? Isko kyun bhool ke barbaad hua jaata hai?
The actual destruction and being ruined is that when Allah Azza wa Jal is unhappy with us. Why do we forget this? Ye tera jism jo bimar hai tashvish na kar, ye maraz tere gunahon ko mita jata hai. Even the sickness and illness that we go through, yes, kalma padhne ki barkatein hain, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam ka mubarak daman pakadne ki barkatein hain, huzur se muhabbat karne ki barkatein hain ki your sins are forgiven, brother, your sins are forgiven in exchange for the sickness that we have. So yes, now there are ethics and mannerism, there are some habits that we need to keep in mind when we visit the patients. Asal kya baat hai ki jab hum bimaron ki iyadat ke liye jaate hain to kuch aise family members hote hain, there are some such family members or relatives or friends who go to visit the patient. Chalo ab humne niyat kar li ki theek hai hum jayenge, ab jayenge to kya bolenge. Kuch log jab jaate hain to tarah tarah ke sawalat karte hain, bhai what medication is the doctor giving you, kaun sa marz hai, kab ye marz hua, kaise hua, kaha hua, kiske saath the, kyun the, why and for what. And they dig and ask, or jo mareez khud leta hua hai, he doesn't know himself what to answer anymore. If this is our attitude and our habit when we visit a sick patient, ye sawalat nahi karna chahiye. Allahu Akbar. Look at the ethics which Islam has taught us, ki ye sab sawal karne se masail paida hote, detail mein sawal karne se mareez khud aur shayad mareez ban jaye, marz badh jaye, tension badh jaye. To mareez se ye sawalat na kare. Don't ask him in detail in relation to his problem, in relation to the bimari. And on the other hand, this gives the sick patient a chance to speak a lie. And he does not want to reveal his pain and takleef at times. He might say, I am very well. I'm okay. I have recovered. I'm fine now. I'm totally well. Nothing is wrong. My health is A1. I'm okay. You know, is tarah ki agar wo bolega to jhoot baat ho jayegi, jabki usko pata hai ki wo kitne takleef se guzar raha hai. To this is what our Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Aliyah in his Madani Muzakiras have taught us and explained to us that there are mannerisms when you go and visit. Try and sit there, not for too long. Kabhi kabhi hum baith bhi jate to phir uthne ka naam bhi nahi lete, ye bhi galat baat hai. Rasool Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, afdalul iyadati sur'atul qiyam. The best way to inquire after one's health, anyone's health, is to get up soon after you ask about his health. Don't sit there for too long and pass time with him. He needs to rest. He's got his takleef. He is not comfortable around you. Though you have come to visit him, he knows his own parishani. So understand his situation and don't spend lots of time. Go with the flow and see 5 minutes, 10 minutes, if it's fine, and leave. Some people want to spend the entire 1-2 hours over there being with the patient till, you know, and yahan ke hospitalon mein baile bajti hain ki bhai waqt ho gaya, niklo yahan se. Aur kuch log nikalne ka naam hi nahi lete hain. Waqt se pehle aate hain, waqt ke baad jab doctor log bhagate hain ya wahan se bolne ke liye kehte hain ki please niklo yahan se, then we become so stubborn. And then we are making noise and running around in the hospital when there are other patients and other beds and other patients who are sick and they cannot take noise. To in sab cheezon ko khayal rakhna chahiye. Agar sawab ki niyat se ja rahe hain ki humko sawab milega, to ye bhi yaad rakhein ki aisa na ho sawab ki niyat se ja rahe hain lekin bajaye sawab kamane ka hum gunah kamaye. Allah na kare. May Allah azza wajal forgive us our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to always do good work, inshallah. And may Allah azza wajal bless those brothers who inquire and who have dedicated their time. And you know, there are so many brothers out there, mashallah, who in this day and age, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wo din raat koshish kar rahe hain, jo bimar hain unke paas oxygen machine leke jana, pahunchna waqt pe, pahunchna waqt pe, madad karna. Aise kitne log hain alhamdulillah ki ye kaam karte karte khud unka intiqal ho gaya hai. May Allah azza wajal increase the stages in paradise. May Allah azza wajal shower his blessings upon them and forgive their sins. Allahu Akbar. So yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are some heroes out there who have dedicated their lives. Halaki unka kaam nahi hai, lekin ye Allah ki rizaa ke liye kar rahe hain. Allah hum sabko ye taufeeq ata farmaye ki koi mareez ho, koi takleef pareshani mein ho, musibat mein giriftar ho, to hum pahunche wahan pe ki hamara musalman bhai hai, kya chahiye, paise chahiye, to kya takleef ho to hum uski madad kar sake. This is what we need to try, inshallah azza wajal, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, inshallah azza wajal. So yes, if a person hides his takleef, he hides his pain, look at the blessings for this as well. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever faces a trouble in his wealth or health and conceals it and does not disclose and reveal it to the people, it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon and to forgive that person. Hai, hai, hai. To takleef ko bardash bhi karna bhi rahmat hai, na kehna bhi barkat aur rahmat hai. Aur agar na kahe to uska badla jannat hai. Ye sab sarkar ki barkatein hain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let's make sincere intention to make sabr over our problems as well, inshallah, at the same time. So May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full reward of what we have discussed, inshallah. We have a Madani Guldasta which we would like you to watch, inshallah. And after we come back, we are going to be discussing more points in relation to the qabr, in relation to ghusl of the mayyit, in relation to du'as to be recited, talqeen to be made. What should you do in a situation when there's somebody passing away in your family or your friends or your relatives? What should you do as an individual? We will be discussing this, inshallah, just after this amazing Madani Guldasta. It is my earnest appeal to you to stay locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever dies in the state of fast, Allah azza wa jal will write the reward of fasts to the day of judgment in his book of deeds. Subhanallah. Dear Islam brothers, fortunate is the Muslim who meets his death in the state of fast. Death during a righteous deed is an incredible great sign. For instance, dying in a state of wudu or while offering salah, death during journey to Madinatul Munawwara, or demise in Madinatul Munawwara, departing this life in Makkatul Mukarrama, Mina, Muzdalfa or Arafat during Hajj, or dying during a sunnah inspiring Madani kafla of Dawat Islami for learning the sunnah in the company of Rasul's devotees. These are all great privileges that are only gifted to fortunate ones. Describing the righteous aspirations of the honorable companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Sayyiduna Huzaima radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum would like to meet their death during a good deed such as a Hajj, Umrah, fighting in the path of Allah, keeping fast in the Ramadan, etc. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, very informative Madani Guldasta by our Muballigh of Da'awati Islami. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, at the time of death, the person who is dying, the person who is on his deathbed, you know, while suffering and going through the agonies of death, Allah Azza wa Jal hum sabko meetha Madina us waqt dikhaye. Itna ek sakht ghadi hoti hai ki jo banda duniya se ja raha hota na, usi ko pata hai ki wo kya takleef hai. Allahu Akbar. Therefore the poet says, ja kani ke waqt aana, kalmae tayyab padhana, chehrae anwar dikhana, apne daman mein chupana. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, what should you do? Agar koi Islami bhai ya Islami behen aapki family mein is tarah ke muamalat ho, so when the signs of death are clear and evident on the patient, turn that person towards the right side. And also turn his face towards the Qibla, as this is sunnah. This is the sunnah way. Agar pata hai ki ye banda Islami bhai ya behen dunya se jane wale hain, so at that time face that person towards the direction of the Qibla, as well as the face towards Qibla. Agar us turning mein, us karvat lene mein koi takleef ho us mareez ko, to phir aap ye na kare. It's better you do not do that and cause more takleef to that patient. Then the Madani pearl is make talqeen when a person is dying, that is to recite next to the body, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, meaning next to that patient. The person has not yet passed away. So, ab jaise wo jaakani ke alam mein, he is in sakarat, he is on his deathbed, and any moment he might leave. The scholars say, do not force that person to recite the kalima-i shahada. You recite it. And if that person who is dying had recited it once, then you stop reciting. Don't continue forcing him to recite other ayat of the verses of the Holy Quran. So, yes. Stop making talqeen if he has recited La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, Madani pearls given to us is that talqeen should be made by a pious person, because the presence of pious people is very good at the time of a person who's passing away. Surah Yasin should be recited near the patient, and it is mustahab to have fragrance over there. Agar ho to achhi baat hai, na ho to koi guna. کبھی کام نہیں ہے. سو سبحان اللہ, پٹ خوشبو, پٹ سم پرفیوم اینڈ فریگرنس اراؤنڈ دا پرسن ہوز پاسنگ اوے, ریسائٹ سورہ یاسین شریف لاؤڈلی. Do not force that person to recite the kalima or recite Yasin Sharif. Try your best not to have any picture or a dog in the house of the one who's dying. Remove them immediately if these things are found, because angels of mercy do not visit the place where these things are present. Picture or pictures or a dog. So agar koi intiqal kar raha ho to koshish kare ki ye تصویریں نہ ہو, تصاویر نہ ہو, اور کتا نہ ہو اس جگہ پہ. اینڈ دا ریفرنس فار دس از بہار شریعت. اللہ اکبر. وین اے پرسن پاسز اوے, ٹیک اے براڈ اسٹرپ آف کلاتھ, ناٹ اے اسٹرنگ, ٹرائی اینڈ ٹیک اے براڈ اسٹرپ آف کلاتھ اینڈ پاس اٹ انڈر دا جو, دا لوور جو, ٹو دا اپ آف دا ہیڈ, اینڈ ٹائی اے ناٹ, دیٹ از ٹو کیپ دا جوز ٹوگیدر, تاکہ منہ کھلا نہ رہ جائے. کلوز ہز آئیز. And after straightening his fingers, arms and legs, this should be done by any family member of the deceased, such as the father, son, who can, you know, gently handle the mayyit and the deceased person. Do not handle him roughly, as some people become very excited and they want to do it very quickly. Some put a lot of force and pressure. So tie the toes together. Make sure the fingers are all straightened. The jaws are closed and the eyes are closed as well. This happens immediately after the soul exits the body. May Allah Azza wa Jal at that moment grant us the vision of Gumbad-e-Khazra so that we may forget the pain of Jakani. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Brothers in Islam, remember the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. The person whose last words were La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah shall enter Jannat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In Abu Dawood, volume number 3, you would find this hadith. So yes, if he was reciting kalima all his life, by the grace and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be privileged to recite this kalima during his death as well. We make this beautiful dua together. Iman pe de maut Madine ki gali mein. Iman pe de مدینے کی گلی میں مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے, مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے. یا رب محمد میری تقدیر جگا دے, صحرا مدینہ مجھے آنکھوں سے دکھا دے. آمین ثم آمین اللہم آمین. So as we discuss the hadith, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله فدخل الجنة. So whoever recite or whoever's last words before leaving this dunya was لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله will enter Jannah. حاج مشتاق قادری رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ was the first نگران شورا ان دعوت اسلامی. اللہ اکبر. ہم نے تو دیکھا نہیں ہے بلکہ زیارتیں کی ہیں مدنی چینل کے ذریعے سے. اللہ اکبر. آف دس گریٹ عاشق رسول, دس گریٹ مرید آف امیر اہل سنت. اللہ اکبر. کیا کہہ سکتے ہیں اباؤٹ ہز پرسنالٹی. اٹ ہیز بین مینشن اباؤٹ دوز پیپل ہو آر پریزنٹ دیئر وین ہی پاسڈ اوے, دیٹ وین ہیز فائنل مومنٹس کیم اینڈ دین ہی آسکڈ ہز پیپل ٹو ٹرن ان ٹوارڈز دی قبلہ, and when he turned towards the qibla he began to recite naats, kalams, durood e pak, kalma sharif, and those who were present there said that he did not stop reciting the kalima, and as he was reciting the kalima, durood e pak and naats, his soul had departed from his body. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah. This is the true ishq and love when you have for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. This is Haji Mushtaq Qadri. Then the next thing is that after a person passes away, you straighten, you put the mouth together, you close the jaws, the eyes, fingers, arms, toes. You have done all of that after reciting, making talqeen. And now when time comes for ghusl, also then as well, handle the body with lots and lots of care. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in Sharh al-Sudur, he says, he has narrated, subhanallah, that the deceased knows every single thing that you are doing with him. He even says to the ghassal, to the one who's giving ghusl, I make you swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, please be gentle with me. Be gentle with me. Do not handle me like the way you are. So if there are people out there who just throw the water, who are scrubbing the person's body, you know, to the right, to the left, under the armpits and in the legs and stuff, and not making sure about his satri awra, we should be very concerned about this thing during ghusl. And yes, it becomes a bit difficult because there are less ghassal in the community and there are so many mayyats happening. Therefore, offer your services as family members. Agar koi bhai khada to haath pe haath bandh ke khada na ho. Balki seekhein ki humne ghusl kis tarah dena hai. Hame haath kis tarah batana hai. Hame dafnana, kafnana kis tarah hai. Hame janaza kis tarah padhana hai. Balki in cheezon ke liye hum ulama pe depend hote ki hazrat aap padhaye, hafiz sahab aap padhaye, qari sahab aap padhaye. Hum bete hain lekin hame khud nahi aata. We depend on them because where do we have the time? It's not even our business. This is the business of the ulama. This is what we believe. Jabke bete ka haq hai ki wo apne abba ka janaza padhaye. It is the haq of the son to perform the janaza of his parents and so on and so forth. But the problem is that we have left this upon the scholars only. When are we going to learn? These are basic things. We should not only depend on others. We are supposed to know how to do these things. Lekin kafnane se leke dafnane tak hum sara ka sara dusron pe thop dete hain. Hamara to business hi nahi hai. Hamara to business hi hai ki hum paise jama kare. Agar ye hamara attitude raha to ye bahut bada nuksan hai. It is a very big loss. Attend the ijtimaat of Dawud Islami. Dawud Islami, subhanallah, there is a department called Majlis-e-Tajhees-o-Tadfeen. And this department teaches you in relation to burials. And practical stuff is happening here, subhanallah. So, ek jagah pe nahi, balki sari dunya mein, alhamdulillah, Allah ke karam se, online videos ke zariye se bhi sikhaye jaate hain. Sunna tariqa, mustahab tariqa, sahi tariqa jo hai, subhanallah. Balki ahle sunnat wal jamaat ka jo tariqa hai. Even when it comes to standing up, even when it comes to digging of the qabr, how deep should the grave be? What is the width of the qabr? And which qabristan should you find a place for your deceased and loved one? Subhanallah. According to the ahadith, even if you are buried in a qabristan where there are pious people buried, there is blessings for the person who is buried in such a qabristan. Use aise qabristan mein na dafnaye jo wahan tak jata bhi nahi hai Fatiha padhne ke liye. Aise qabristan mein dafnaye jahan pe auliya Allah ke mazarat ho. Unki bhi barkatein aati hain. Jab un pe barishein aur rahmaton ki barishein chhidakti hai, barasti hai, to kuch chhidkein us qabr pe bhi girti hain, subhanallah. They also receive mercy from the mercies which is descending upon the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Azab and punishment is reduced in the grave of such a person who is buried in the vicinity of a wali's mazar, subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this was our topic for today, which we discussed from illness to death, Allahu Akbar, from bimari, how we pass away and what we should do after we are gone. So my dear youth out there, you are young right now, subhanallah. Make this intention ki I will definitely learn the basics, because this is the rights of others, that when somebody passes away, you should be there to give your hand, extend your hand and help the person to perform these rituals instead of leaving this to others to do. Allahu Akbar. There are communities out there, there are doctors out there right now who are asking us to please come to the hospital and make du'as for the patients there. Of course, you will be dressed in your suit. South Africa ke hal is waqt yahi hai, halat yahi hai, ki they are being told that even doctors are requesting the scholars and the ulama, please come to the hospital and make du'a for the patients. Inke liye koi du'a karne wala nahi hai, koi visit karne wala nahi hai. Agar kisi ke abba ka intiqal ho raha hai ya kisi ammi ka intiqal ho raha hai hospital mein, to bacche tak nahi aa rahe dekhne ke liye. Sari duniya mein shayad ye ho sakta ho. And once the person is gone, to yahan tak dekha hai ki jo log qabr mein dafna rahe hain, تو باہر بچے کھڑے ہو کر کے ہاتھ پہ ہاتھ باندھے کھڑے کہ ہم تو قبر کے اندر نہیں آئیں گے بھائی, ہم کو تو بہت ڈر لگتا ہے. I'm not going to come inside the grave, I'm very scared, I'm paranoid, I'm scared, astaghfirullah. And they have left this upon others to do the job. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this should not be our attitude. We are lovers of Rasooli Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the lovers of the awliya and salihin. Inshallah azza wa jal, you do this now for somebody. Tomorrow when your time of death will come, Allah azza wa jal will make it easy for you as well. Recite the kalima, and wherever you are, dear viewers, as we end every day's program with the final missionary statement of Da'wat Islami. And I love signing off with this statement because this is our reminder and consistent reminder in whatever you do that we are not perfect. As Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala says very beautifully, until yesterday when I was clever, I wanted to change the world. Today I am wiser. I want to change myself. And Da'wat Islami says it very beautifully. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Until next time, recite lots of Durood-e Pak. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Start your day with remember.